As we said, immigration is still very much in the news. And no matter what you think about the policy debate, you cannot help but pause at the stories of American-born youngsters who are separated from their parents after they run afoul of immigration laws. Here's a twist on that story. A 13-year-old is trying to reunite his family by spelling. Kunal Saha's parents were deported back to India last year after being denied political asylum. Kunal stayed behind and will be one of three students from Utah to compete at the Scripps National Spelling Bee later this month in Washington, D.C. The top prize isn't the only thing Kunal's after. He's hopeful that a win could bring attention to his family's situation. We're joined by Kunal Saha from Green River, Utah. Welcome, Kunal.
Thank you.
When did you take an interest in spelling?
When I first won my classroom spelling bee in fourth grade, then I got interested in spelling bees.
Did you study for the fourth grade test, or did you just, was it like a, what is it, like lucky first time win?
I guess it was just lucky. I didn't study at all.
Now, you were born in the U.S., right?
Yeah.
Did you know that your parents weren't born here?
I didn't. I started to find out January 2006, and then the deadline that we had to leave was June 7th, 2006.
What did your parents tell you about their situation?
They told me that we were honest in the United States, which they were, and they still got sent back. I don't know why. I mean, because there's all these immigrants here that are illegally staying here, and they're not, the government isn't doing anything about them. But my dad, who did everything right, they're worrying about him, and they gave a deadline for him to get sent back. And just like came to me that for being honest in the USA, you get punished.
It was my understanding that they had asked for political asylum, and it was denied. Is that what you understand also?
Yeah, he applied for asylum like before his visa was about to expire, and it was denied.
Kunal, it's a sensitive topic, and you don't have to answer this. But as I understand it, the reason that your parents were sent back, or rather that your dad was that they say he participated in helping to destroy a mosque, and that meant that he was not eligible for political asylum. Because that was the kind of sectarian violence that we don't believe in here. Did they talk about that with you?
What actually happened, the story is that he wanted to come to America to accomplish himself. He wanted to make a living here, and he went away from, he didn't participate in it. He left that place. He didn't want any more violence to happen.
And your parents made the decision that you should stay here?
Actually, we both did. I wanted to do the spelling bee one more year, and they agreed with my decision. They were sad. I was sad also, but...
It was that important to you to stay here to do the spelling bee?
It was, actually.
Why do you think it means so much to you?
Because you get a feel for spelling after 4 or 5 years of doing it, and what I wanted to do is prove that they were sent back for no reason at all, that for no legal reason, no anything. They were being honest. My dad had to pay taxes. He's still paying taxes, even though he's not here in the U.S. He's still paying personal taxes. And so I just want to prove that they shouldn't have gotten sent back.
How do you feel that winning the spelling bee will help your parents?
Well, attention will be drawn, and people will say that, yes, he has proved that he is accomplishing many things here, and his mom and dad got sent back for no reason at all. He was doing everything right, so I just want to prove that the government shouldn't have sent them back.
That seems like a lot of pressure.
There is pressure, but I'm trying to handle it right now.
How are you handling the pressure?
The pressure, it's just like whenever I miss my parents, then I just basically go to spelling study. Whenever I get angry, I let out my anger on spelling. And just a way of handling pressure, it just comes to me. I don't know how, but...
How many hours a day do you study?
Hours a day, about 7 or 8.
7 or 8 hours a day. Just spelling or everything?
Basically just everything. Not like schoolwork, excluding schoolwork, but... I like, in those 7 or 8 hours, I kind of chat with my friends and do spelling with them. I do mostly independent study in those 7 or 8 hours.
Are there any words you particularly like?
Not really many. Some.
Well, give me one.
One is Braunschweiger.
What does that mean?
I just, like, got it from one of my friends, like, I think yesterday, and I didn't really remember it. I mean, I knew it before that, but I didn't remember it after.
Can you spell it?
Braunschweiger is Braunschweiger.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
How about Australopithecus? That's one of my favorite words. I don't know why I like it. I just like it. Can you spell Australopithecus?
Australopithecus?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have the definition?
Yes, it's a dinosaur.
Australopithecus. Language, do you have it?
I think it's a Latin word.
I'll take a wild guess on it. Australopithecus.
Oh, you knew it. Don't act like you didn't know it. You did know it. I don't understand. How do you remember all these words?
It's just like writing them down, and when I write them down, I visualize them in my head, and it just comes to me.
Are there tips that you could give me for doing well in the spelling bee?
All you have to do is stay determined, and visualizing is the main key. If you don't visualize it, then I don't know how you can spell it if you don't visualize it. Or if you just know it right off the back, that's a way too, but you won't know every single word in English right off the back. So yeah, visualizing is basically the main key.
Well, good luck with all of that.
Yeah, thanks.
Your parents must be really proud of you.
Yeah, I think they are.
What about you? Are you proud of you?
I guess. You could say that I am.
Well, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Kunal Sah is going to the Scripps National Spelling Bee in Washington, D.C. He's representing Utah. Kunal, good luck at the contest.
Thank you.